Hello friends, welcome to our channel. Friend, today we will look into information about real estate investment in El Salvador. Please listen to the audio till the end. Definitely this audio will be helpful to you. So let's start it. The exact housing cost of El Salvador is difficult to determine. Like any other country, this place has an important role in extracting costs. To give the best information to anyone wishing to move to El Salvador, we will not list the costs of areas that foreigners never consider growing. Furthermore, to best describe the regions and the costs associated with them, we will divide them into three groups: large or popular cities, medium cities, and small cities. Let's have a look. If you look forward to buy real estate in El Salvador, buying real estate in El Salvador is almost the same as buying in other countries. It is all about location. The more desirable the area or neighborhood, the more expenditure. Buying real estate in big or popular cities, they are ideal for urban life and are located in the center. These towns have the best shopping malls, restaurants, nightlife, hotels, etc. Buying real estate in any one of these three cities is going to be expensive. At the lower end and in a safe neighborhood, you can probably buy a small house or condominium for $175,000. For the high end, in these cities, you can pay $900,000 or more for a house. There are lots of houses in this area that will meet all your needs. However, remember that the cost will be high. Let's have a look at buying in medium-sized cities. It is less expensive to obtain real estate in cities such as Santa Ana, Ahuachapan, San Miguel, or La Libertad. You can buy a home located in a safe neighborhood for $75,000 or less, or pay $450,000 or more. Check out if you want to purchase real estate in small towns. El Salvador is full of colorful small towns such as Sweet, Jaya, Apta, and Sensen Pipe. Buying real estate in these cities is less expensive. To buy a house, you will need $35,000 at a lower cost and $150,000 or more at the high end. Salvador, when real estate fluctuates, if you go with the prices that local people can buy, you can find an affordable property. Also, you can acquire property in any of those cities at a high cost. Like any other country, if you want to buy a property in El Salvador, hire a professional who can help you find the right place and at the same time will help you navigate all the obstacles. Let's have a look at renting in El Salvador. Renting a property in El Salvador is similar to buying. It is all about the location. The more desirable this area is, the more it will be a leasing expense. In short, the rental amount and property prices given here are general estimates. It is difficult to conclude specific housing costs for a particular region or city. Number 1. Large or popular cities. In search of those living in big cities, the areas of San Salvador, Santa Tecla, and Antes-Iscustin are the most desirable in the country. Therefore, rental prices are high. On the low end, you will pay around $300, and on the high end about $1,500 or so. Number 2. Mid-sized city. We consider the medium-sized cities of Santa Ana, San Miguel, Ahuachapan, and La Libertad. Even though Santa Ana and San Miguel are the second and third largest cities in the country, the rental cost in these cities would be around $200, and higher would be $500 or more. Number 3. Small town. Fares in smaller cities such as Sweet, Zuma, Apeca, or Sensuntepe can cost you on the high end of $150 and the high end of $350 or more. Number 4. Utility and other costs of living in El Salvador. Primary utilities have electricity that costs about $75 per month, LPG about $30 per month, and water about $35 per month. Additionally, a home cable with unlimited internet would cost $50 to $90 per month. Keep in mind that the cost of utilities will fluctuate depending on the amount you use and the amount you use. Number 5. Transportation. You can use a good car for around $7,000. Car prices in El Salvador will vary with car prices, depending on the car brand, model type, and features, such as in the US. The cost of car insurance will vary depending on the type and coverage of the car. We highly recommend that you have full coverage that protects you if someone collides with you and remains unaffected. You are seeing, in El Salvador, car insurance is optional unless you are renting a car. Therefore, most people in Salvador do not have car insurance. In big cities, taking a taxi is an option. The cost will depend on the journey. An average journey of 5 to 10 miles will cost you $10 to $20. Public buses will cost 25 cents to $1 per trip, depending on the distance. If you are taking a bus from San Salvador to Ahuachpan or La Libertad, it may cost you up to $3. Number 6. Food costs of living in El Salvador. In El Salvador, a person can live comfortably on $200 a meal per month. Of course, some may be less than $200 or more. It all depends on the wishes, needs, and budget of the person. The price of food varies depending on where you shop. If you shop at the local market, in the supermarket, you will get more of your money. We will not list any individual prices for essential goods as costs often fluctuate. However, if you want to see how much things cost today, let's talk about cost of living in El Salvador. Some wonder how Salvador can survive in the country if it exceeds the minimum wage in El Salvador. By the way, the people of Salvador are resourceful according to the need. The cost of living in El Salvador is not the cheapest nor the most expensive in Central America. Therefore, if you're on a budget, there are several ways you can reduce expenses. Also, keep in mind that the values or costs in this article are not set in stone. They may vary by location and type. Anyway, use them as a guideline to estimate the cost of living in El Salvador. I hope this audio will definitely help you while thinking of buying a property in El Salvador. Do subscribe to our channel on YouTube and click the bell icon to get the instant notifications. We will bring out more and more audios on real estate all around the world. Thank for spending time with us.